Tarkovaya or Arnautska. Obviously, one of the two. And this is exactly the place I want to talk about, because it was here that I fell in love with Odessa, or rather through it with Amsterdam. I first find myself here in May 2010. I came to visit Alek Koput. He is also from Odessa. He lived nearby in the neighborhood. That was the place where I stopped and learned what Amsterdam was like. Back then, Kinkestraat was always almost disreputable. To get there, you had to travel quite a while. I wasn't alone. It was important for me to share the journey, so A and I set off together from Odessa. First we took a train to Lviv, then transferred to an evening bus that was supposed to bring us to Krakow by the middle of the night, but everything went wrong. The driver of that scheduled bus was smuggling cigarettes and apparently failed to come to an agreement with the Polish custom officers on that shift, or I don't know, but the bus was detained and searched until 9 in the morning. We arrived in Krakow around noon. I had several DJ sets planned there. To save some money, we decided to hitchhike further. On the way to Berlin, we changed cars 8 times and arrived in the city late at night. I had booked a hostel on a Karl Marx Allee, but back then there was no smartphones with online Google Maps, and we ended up on the Karl Marx Strasse, Allee instead of Strasse. Everything felt Soviet and familiar, except there were far too many Karl for one place. After a week in Berlin, we decided to move on. It was a risky decision, since officially our Polish Schengen visa didn't allow us to travel beyond Poland. But hardly anything could stop two young souls. In Amsterdam, we planned to stay in squad with musician friends, people for whom I had organized a concert in Odessa Circus a year earlier. Hitchhiking from Berlin to Amsterdam turned out to be much harder than the Krakow-Berlin stretch. We started to understand this in an old Volkswagen around 1 in the morning, somewhere near the German-Dutch border. We had already changed cars 13 times when we were picked up by two stone guys whom I surprised with my knowledge of Kurdish music. Unfortunately, they turned off near Bad Bandheim while we needed to go further towards Wendla Hengelo, as I call it. I don't remember how, but in the middle of the night we ended up on the Autobahn at a truck stop. It was raining heavily, about 5 degrees Celsius, mid-May, and the pretty idiotic idea hitchhiking with two huge suitcases. One of them was filled with various souvenirs, which based on the advice from an older friend telling stories about quick money in the West, I planned to sell in Amsterdam flea markets. That never happened. Soviet porcelain no longer interested local hipsters. Instead, when at dawn we were already completely exhausted and walking along the highway, the police stopped us. In my old passport, there is a page with Polish Schengen visa that looks as if tears had fallen onto it. But no, it was simpler than that. Dutch police were checking the documents of two wanderers in the rain. We were eventually picked up by a kind-hearted Polish truck driver who was heading to pick up flowers somewhere near Amstelveen. I was happy to find myself in Down, as I now understand, somewhere near the Cobra Museum. Towards the very end of our journey, we seem to have taken a tram and ended up near Rembrandt Park. The squat address where we were supposed to spend the next week was written on a piece of paper, and using printed maps we searched for the streets for a long time. We didn't stay long in that squat. My friend from Berlin warned Alec that two Odessans would soon appear in the city and absolutely had to be met. Over the phone, he pursued us to move to his place, to a house on the canal. There, at Alec's, I read Babel Odessa stories. Stepping into Albert Heijn to buy groceries, I almost saw this same Odessa stories again, but on a different street and in a different time. The same kinds of people, with the same problems, suffering and small happiness. Everything was very, very much alive. It was astonishing. That's how I fell in love with a Kinkestrat forever. And for me, it always be a Kinkestrat.